Dr. Saber, getting an office note on patient Reynis, R-A-I-N-I-S, Alfonso, A-L-F-O-N-S-O, Hernandez, H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z, date of service, I'm sorry, date of birth is 8-16-1973, date of service 6-12-2024, preparing of the patient is 50-year-old, Hispanic gentleman, referred to see me by Dr. Amador for follow-up on kidney transplant. Few paragraph. Past medical history includes history of diabetes mellitus type 2, NASH cirrhosis requiring orthotopic liver transplant in September 21, 2021, combined with kidney transplant the same date. Period. Next, a patient has had chronic kidney disease and ended up on dialysis for 3 months prior to getting his kidney transplant. Period. Next diagnosis, diabetes mellitus type 2, next obesity, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next osteoporosis, next peripheral neuropathy, next diabetic retinopathy, next BK virus infection, currently off CellCept, and last PCR titer is 1483, period, paragraph. Past surgical history includes a cyst removal by a child in the neck area, combined orthotopic liver transplant and deceased donor kidney transplant, September 21, 2021. Next heart cath in the past. Next endoscopies, period, paragraph. Allergies, he's allergic to shellfish, period, paragraph. Social history. Patient is married with 3 kids, no alcohol use, no smoking, no drug use. He's currently on disability. He used to be a truck driver, period, paragraph. Review systems reveals no headache, decreased vision positive, no chest pain, dyspnea on exertion positive, no cough, no heartburn positive, no abdominal pain. He feels tired a lot. He has increased daytime sleepiness and dozing off during the day. He denies any abdominal pain, no constipation, no diarrhea, no urinary symptomatology. He does have nocturia up to 1 to 2 times at night occasionally. No straining upon urination. Leg swelling possible if not taking Lasix. So other systems are reviewed and are negative. Immunization, he received 3 shots of the COVID-19 vaccines, period, paragraph. Current medications reviewed include the following. Alendronate, furosemide, Humalog, QuickPen, magnesium oxide, pentoprazole, prednisone, tacrolimus, and Mounjaro, pure paragraph. On physical examination, he weighs 234 pounds. With a BMI of 36.65. Heart rate is 90, blood pressure 100 over 73, temperature is 98, autostat 96% on room air. General appearance, patient is in non-acute distress. HNT, pupils normally access to light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, no enteric sclera, no cervical fadenopathy, no carotid B bilaterally, no jugular vein suspension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal irritability, manoid pupargraph, neck supple, no stiffness or rigidity. Pupargraph, heart sounds are regulated and rhythm normal as well as chew, no murmurs heard, no friction of her lungs, acute auscultation, no crackles or wheezes heard, abdomen is obese, soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no guiding rebound or rigidity, extremities, there's no edema of the lower extremities, skin, no, he does have erythematous skin rash around his left neck area, period, extremities, there's a neuro exam is non-focal. Investigations from 6-7 show the following. White count 9.6, hemoglobin 13.7, platelet count 211, sodium 139, potassium 4.8, chloride 103, total CO2 28, BUN 25, creatinine 1.24, estimated GFR 71 milliliter per minute, glucose 117, calcium 9.3, phosphorus 2.8, magnesium 1.9, albumin. Albumin. AST is 12, ALT is 16. Albumin is 4.0. Period. Paragraph. Assessment and plan 1. Deceased donor kidney transplant 921/21 along with orthotopic liver transplant. Allograft function is very stable on current immune suppression with prednisone 5 mg and tacrolimus dosing at 3 mg twice a day. We'll continue and monitor. Next history of BK viremia. Now he's off CellCept. We will monitor quantitatively his BK virus load. Next diagnosis, morbid obesity patient needs to lose weight. He was advised and counseled in the office today about ways to lose weight naturally, including intermittent fasting, healthy keto, and low-carb diet. Next diagnosis, hypertension, controlled on current regimen to continue. Currently, patient is on no antihypertensive medications, actually. We'll monitor, period. Next diagnosis, diabetes mellitus type 2, continue current incident. Next, GERD, continue pantoprazole. Next, diabetic neuropathy, next, diabetic retinopathy, period, paragraph. Patient is going to see him back in 2 months with workup, and we will advise accordingly. I thank you, Dr. Amador, for your referral. I'll keep you updated on his progress. CC, Dr. Amador. CC, Baylor Transplant Nephrology, Dr. Murthy, M-U-R-T-H-Y. CC, Dr. John Goss, G-O-S-S. End of report, thanks.